Good morning. With us our political observer, Alan Shartok. And the clock is ticking. We're down to now under a week, 6 days until the on-air fund drive. But we don't even have to have an on-air fund drive.
I'm going to tell you something, David. This is scary. This is really scary. We needed $375 to get $17,500. Mr. Big was giving us $10,000. That's separate. Somebody keeps writing me and saying, well, it's the same people. No, no, don't get it confused. $10,000 from Mr. Big in his incredible generosity. $7,500 from the wonderful First Niagara Bank, which are putting that money up. And if we can make this $375, that's another $17,000 on top of it. Of course, if all the money came in, we could have no fund drive. But I wouldn't miss it. I think people would miss it. In any case, let's make sure that we do everything we can to make this thing happen. It's my passion, and I know this radio station is yours too. So do what you can. Go there because we are so close. WAMC.org. We need $75,000 and we only have 6 days to do it so that the following Monday morning at 6 o'clock, that's when we turn into a pumpkin if we don't get it.
We, of course, celebrate Memorial Day yesterday, or those who died fighting for the country. But nature of war has changed, it seems.
It has, and it's really very depressing when you read the kinds of things that happen to our young men and women and have happened over the last several years, and wondering whether or not philosophically we have thought this thing through correctly and say, okay, since so much of the way, as you just described it, is changed, whether you can actually have a war in the old sense of war. You have a state. Now you have people who say that there's something else and who are becoming a state. ISIS is becoming a state. So I have to say that it's more and more depressing to watch throwing our precious young people into this kind of thing.
People in the Houston area, Alan, other parts of Harris County, Texas, being told to stay off the roads because of potential for more flash flooding.
The governor says, David, that this is the most water that has ever been in Texas. It's unbelievable.
12 people missing.
Yeah. A house goes into the river and we don't see anything of those people again. But the fact of the matter is that Texas is really underwater. You know, so many people have denied climate change in the past, and that is, of course, ridiculous. The evidence keeps on mounting up. One wonders whether or not we are just a bunch of lemmings literally going into the sea without thinking about the consequences of what we have done to the earth. Al Gore told us what it was. He told us what to expect. We're getting it now, and there are still fools who are saying it does not exist. Climate change does not exist. We just have to put our heads in the sand and keep them there. It's ridiculous. The time has absolutely upon us, if it's not too late, to do something.
Finally, Alan, Ireland became the first nation to approve same-sex marriage by a popular vote, 62% in favor, 38% opposed.
Well, I love Ireland. I love the Irish people. I think that there is a sensibility about especially the young people in Ireland who have decided that, you know, discrimination of any kind is not a good thing and have proved it by an overwhelming margin. And what's even more interesting is that the adult population, the people over 15 and others, have voted for it in incredible numbers, so that now this is the first national election, national plebiscite, which has confirmed that people who are gay and lesbian and transgender will be treated the way everybody else is. It really makes my heart warm.
WAMC.org to get in that lockbox. Thanks,
David,
Alan.
It couldn't be more. It could not be more important. It could not be more important. I hope everybody will just get to that lockbox. It's an incredible amount of money. I'm sitting on pins and needles. We have only a few days to make this in. Please go to the lockbox, WAMC.org.